The United States has strongly supported the Ahtisaari mission, and a written statement here expressed gratitude for his efforts and urged all those involved, including the skeptical Serbian government, to engage constructively with the UN envoy as he tries to finalize a settlement. The statement by State Department spokesman Sean McCormick said the Ahtisaari plan is fair and balanced and is a blueprint for a stable, prosperous, and multi-ethnic Kosovo. It said provisions of the plan protecting the rights of all of Kosovo's citizens will advance democratic development, and it said the United States encourages Ahtisaari to complete his work soon so that Kosovo and the region can finally have clarity about the future. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice discussed the issue at a private meeting late Thursday with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, whose government has said it shares Serbia's misgivings about a potentially independent Kosovo. Rice also discussed the issue Friday morning with German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier, who, like Lavrov, is in Washington for a meeting of the International Quartet on the Middle East. In a talk with reporters, spokesman McCormick said the United States is ready to assist the final push for a Kosovo situation with a diplomatic team led by U.S. Special Envoy for Kosovo Frank Wisner, Assistant Secretary of State for European Affairs Dan Fried, Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs Nicholas Burns, and, when necessary, Secretary Rice herself.
We're there. We're part of the contact group. That will remain. Ambassador Wisner and Dan Fried will be the working level people involved in this. Nick takes a great interest in this issue as well. And when she's needed, the secretary will get involved in it, trying to push the issue forward. I think that there's nobody expects that this is going to be a smooth pathway. So when you need a closer, she'll be there.
McCormick said the issue of Kosovo's ultimate status needs to be addressed by the UN Security Council, since Kosovo has been a UN protectorate for the last several years. The United States has not publicly endorsed any final status formula for Kosovo, though Serbian officials have frequently asserted that Washington supports independence and have said they look to their ally Moscow to block such a development. UN authorities have administered Kosovo since 1999, when NATO airstrikes drove Serbian and Yugoslav security forces from the province following a deadly Belgrade crackdown on ethnic Albanians, who account for 90% of Kosovo's population of 2 million. The Ahtisaari plan would give the province many of the trappings of a separate state, including the right to join international organizations, but does not mention independence from Serbia. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.